Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to send a photo or video. We have all heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. So, send a photo or video. When sending a thousand words would not be a good idea. From time to time, many of us find ourselves typing away, often on a phone, providing ridiculously complicated descriptions. Your roommate texts from the grocery store to ask whether you have onions, and you text back, cataloging the number and size of red, yellow, and white onions, shallots, and scallions you happen to have. A friend offers to bring flowers for a shower you are co-hosting at your house, and you write back with a lengthy description of the size, shape, and location of the table that you'll put her centerpiece on. Or maybe you'll be letting the plumber in to fix a leak, but your partner is the one who has expertise on plumbing and the actual problem at hand. He or she sends you a note about it, and you try to remember it to convey it to the plumber, but something is likely to get lost in this process. So for clearer messages, don't write more. Instead, just send a photo or video. You can answer the question, "Do we have onions?" by snapping a picture of the bowl of onions on your counter and texting it to your roommate. She can see right away if you have enough to make the half cup of diced onions she needs for the recipe. Instead of describing where your friend's floral arrangement will go, you can send her a photo of the space. Have your partner record a video demonstrating and narrating the problem with your shower. When the handle goes this way, the water seems to come out here. Your partner doesn't need to text the plumber or you a lengthy description, and you don't need to try to convey what your partner is concerned about. Just greet the plumber, take him to the bathroom, and play the video. The plumber can take it from there. The fact that we can now do this is really one of the reasons smartphones are so amazing. I mean, sure, you can watch a million videos on how to contour your cheeks or something with your makeup, even though there is no reason to do this when you're just going to the grocery store. And yet most of us do not take a photo or video of our fridge before going to the grocery store. So we can see right away that the orange juice is low, even if we didn't do a full inventory beforehand. Why not? I don't know why we don't do this. But pictures are a great way to show, not tell. And in a situation where typing is awkward, which is true on the little smartphone keyboards, and that's before we even get to autocorrect woes, a picture or video is infinitely preferable. You can communicate precisely and efficiently. A picture is worth a thousand words, and nobody wants a thousand words on most topics anyway. This script, for instance, is clocking in at under 600. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That Before Breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch.
Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.